about Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Chassidim, page. May I hear the guardian of the page number? Shin Lamed, or we're up to it. Shin Mem. Okay. Let me find the page. Oh, here we go. Shin Mem Beis. Shin Mem Beis. We're up to Shin Mem Beis. Yesterday we had some really interesting stuff. Okay, today's a little different. Shin Mem Beis. Interior Risham She Maklim Savim Vesim. You see, wicked people curse. I don't know, curse. Shemaklim, I don't understand correctly. Shemaklim means they make light. Savim Vesimam. It is really a bit of a continuation from yesterday. That we learned yesterday that there's an incredible merit, Zuchus of Kibud Avvoim. Esav Harasha, the success, according to the Sefer Hasidim, the success of Western civilization all comes in the schus of the Kibud Avvoim of Esav, the Kibud Av of Esav. He was Moiser Nefesh every single day to provide food for his father. So the question is, if that is the case, how come we see today people who do not honor their parents and they're successful? So this is a contradiction to what I have just said. If the only reason why Western civilization is successful is because of the schus of the Kibud Av of Esav. So today, if you look in society and you find people that are not giving cover to their parents, in fact, they are being maklim, they're making light of their parents, and yet they're very successful. You should know these people are extremely wicked, and Hashem is just giving them their reward in this world in order to eliminate them from the next world. Exactly what we learn over here in the morning in Tehillim. In Tira Risham Shemaklim Esavim V'Yasimam U'matzlichim, yet they are successful. Da! You should know Ki Li Ro'osam, their success is for their ultimate evil. Kidei Sheyehei Avoinam Gadol, so that their sin should be even greater. And I guess the means is that they're in the next world they're done. They're going to be they're getting the reward in this world. V'chein yesh rishoim kishoisim avla marvichim umatzlichim. Okay, there are other things besides they're not giving honor to their parents. There are wicked people in the world that do terrible things and they're very successful. Ukhishoisim biyoisha lo yatzel. This is the new chiddush. This is something which is something. Yeah, people that when they do good things, they're not successful. People have a mazel, they're only matzliach when they're ganovim. But when they're honest, then they're not successful. Why? Kidei sheyehei avaynam gadol. Hashem wants to emphasize their sin and punish them, get rid of them from the next world. L'chein sho'o misacheches lohem. Hashem shines at them, Hashem smiles at them, almost like encourages them. Vayichabed Hashem eslev paro. Hashem helped Paro be evil. It's a very difficult hashkafic concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person be evil. I want you to be evil because I want to get rid of you. I want you to...
Like you don't let him do tshuvas.
Correct. I mean, this is the age-old question. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik, the heart of Paro? Hashem helped Paro be evil. How is that possible? Not for now. There are many answers. But basically, once a person has come to a point where he has chosen to be evil to a very large degree and has brought upon this world harm and pain to many people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him go even further in order to utterly obliterate him in the next world. And Kadesha Yiparal Mehem Lubasaif Begehenim. Oh, may Asher Yiyu Nifroim, or they should be paid up in this world. Hashem sometimes helps a wicked person become even more evil in order, whatever, all different ways in order to finish them off. Zel Shamar David, Nasad, this now again, this is the classic.
Sacrifice logic. Wouldn't it make more sense for a person to be rewarded now and knowing that everyone sees, oh, he's being good and he's being rewarded? So everyone else will try to be good and be rewarded.
That's the danger. That's a very great danger. That when wicked people are successful, people say, I want to be just like them. That's a very big problem. That is...
No, but wicked people should be successful.
A lot of things shouldn't be. But I
saying, that's the way the logic would dictate to the universe.
There's nothing in this world that's logical. That's all part of the challenge. You see, wicked people are successful. That's the reality. Wicked people are successful, and it tells us you have to have emunah. This is part of the nesoyin of life. The reason why they are successful is because Hashem wants to reward them for all of their good deeds in this world, so that after they die, there'll be nothing left of them. They will be.
The guy who wins the lotto, and he has a lot of money. Hold on, he has a lot of money, and he's enjoying himself a lot. But then in 5 years, he's lost it all. He's done. It's all used up. If you use up all your schrussen and get all your reward now and use it all up, when you get older, when you go to the next world, you'll have nothing to go with.
Yeah, but if your reward for being good, that you'll continue to be good, and other people will see that also.
But you'll use it all up. You'll eventually get all used up.
But if you keep on being good, you know.
In the next world, there's no good and bad. It's only what you bring along with you. So if I use it all up before I get there, I get rewarded for everything before
so
I get
anyone who's being rewarded in this world is not being rewarded in the next world.
We don't know what these things mean. We don't know what these things are.
You might have some left over.
We don't know what these things are. We don't. These are very, you know, very abstract concepts.
If I come back, I'll tell you.
Over here, this is classic Sefer Hasidim to take a pasuk out of nowhere and tell you a novel interpretation. This is what it means when it says in Sefer Tehillim, Nosati Simcha Belibi Me'es Degonam V'Sirasham Rabu. It says that according to the Sefer Hasidim, this over here is describing over here wicked people. David HaMelech, when he saw a wicked person be successful in this world, he was so happy. You know why? And that means in the next world, I won't have to look at you. Can you imagine you have on your block, you have people you really can't stand. Every time you bump into them on your block, oh no, this guy. So when you hear, guess what, he's moving away. Wow, it's like such a... So in the next world, the neighbors are forever. The neighbors, so when you see a wicked person in this world being extremely successful, you're filled with joy. Because basically, it's like him telling you, guess what? I'm making aliyah. You have a person that you don't like? I'm making aliyah. Oh, really? Aliyah. Baruch. When are you going? Baruch Hashem. Can't wait to get rid of you. So when you see a person, a wicked person in this world telling, being successful, that basically means you're not going to have to tolerate him and deal with him and see him in the next world. What does all that mean? I have no idea what I just said, but this is basic abstract concepts of how this world works. Nosati simcha v'libi me'es deganam v'sirasham rabu. When I saw wicked people, when their prosperity, their grain, and their wine increased, I was so happy. Because that means they're getting all of their reward in this world, and I'm not going to have to see them in the next world. Ma lemachisim sheru'im lifur anoyo. So he concludes over here that Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays off the wicked in this world. So can you imagine how much reward that tzaddikim are going to get in the next world? The mida toiva is miruba nemidas paranis kach shalevim ushaketim. If wicked people, we look around and we see that they have peace, tranquility, success in this world, kol shekein la tzadikim lasa lava, how much more so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant tzadikim reward in the next world? Look at the wicked people, look at their success, and use that as a dogma, a mashal of what is awaiting you in the next world. You see people in this world, everything is good and fine, and you know firsthand how wicked they are. Wow, look how what Hashem can do for these people. You can imagine what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for tzaddikim in the next world. Next, Shemem Gimel Ksivim Tzim Pasuk Neim Adam Ha'onoyim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. Achim Gam Begematria Bonim. Ermayevsky, is that correct? Achim?
59, yeah.
Achim is Begematria Bonim. How good is it to be Matoivu Ma'anoyim when two brothers are at peace with one another? You know the Ma'is with the Rebbe? The Rebbe, there was a boy that came to the Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I'm so lonely. I have no brothers. I'm a Ben Yochid. I wish I had a brother. So the Rebbe says, mein Kind, don't worry. The day will come when you'll be so happy that you have no brothers. You'll get all the Yerusha. It'll all be yours. So he writes over here, Matoiv Umanoim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. He says over here a drush, Achim Gam Bigmatria Bonim. In other words, Matoiv Umanoim Sheves Bonim Gam Yochad. And that means when a father and a child are at peace with one another. Because many times in life, parents and children are not on speaking terms. Just like it's a beautiful bracha when brothers get along and they're not fighting with one another, it's a beautiful thing when a father and a child get along and they're not fighting with one another. Ratzel loymar, shnei achim o, ov ubonov. Okay, that's the drush. That's worth the whole price of the sefer. Achim b'gematria bonim, so you can substitute the word bonim for the word achim, and it's teaching you, don't take for granted when you see a father and a child are on good terms. Because we all know of many situations in this world where parents and children don't talk to each other. Matoiv manoim sheves achim gam yochad, matoiv manoim sheves and av ubonim yachad. Therefore, av ubonim kishachim big totois, when they're fighting uvikas. V'chein horav l'talmido, by extension, v'shinantam livonecha, Elu ha-talmidim, when a Rebbe and a Talmud get along. Sometimes you have situations where the Rebbe and the Talmud don't get along, which also is not such a great thing. Afal pi sheyilmedu Torah mimenu, kevan shemiskoidetim yachtav mutavim shelo yiyu yachtav. If they fight with one another, then it's better than they should separate. B'mnei shemitzaroi, because one causes the other grief. V'al tamadavkum b'mnei sho'av mitzdayar v'arav mitzdayar elu afilu abein mitzdayar al yedei ho'av mutav sheyipardu. Kevon she'enam yecholim lispol yachad. He says over here something very interesting, and that is you have a relationship. Sometimes only one member of the relationship has problems. Let's say you have two brothers, and they don't get along. One brother gets along, I have no problem with him. Reuven has no problem sitting with Shimon. However, Shimon cannot tolerate Reuven for 1 second. Or you have a father and a son. The father has no problem being with his son. However, the son cannot stand the father. You have a Rebbe and a Talmud. One of them has no problem with the other, but one of them. So he writes over here, even when there is a relationship.
By the way, I'm sorry. I said it because it's Achim Gam is Bonim.
Achim Gam. Two
Achim
words together. Matoiv Manoim. Matoiv Umanoim.
Two is Achim Gam and Yach and Bonim.
Achim or Gam is Bigmatcha Bonim. Okay, so over here he's saying, it's psychology. If you have, sometimes you can make an argument that the only times two people should separate is only when each one does not like the other. But let's say you have a situation where you have two people and one of them has no problem with the other, one of them has a problem, then they should not separate. Kamash Malon, he's mechadesh in a relationship that is poisonous from one side only, that is enough of a reason why there should be separation. Avraham and Lot, who had a problem with each other? Okay, the Roye Avraham, well, it wasn't just Avraham and Lot. It was, what does it say in the Pasuk? What does the Pasuk about Bein Roye Avraham, Bein Roye Lot. It sounds from the Pasuk that each one hated the other. That the Roy Avram...
Actually, it says the animals were fighting with each other. Is it Bain Roy Mixon?
The shepherds.
Yeah, no, but I understand.
The shepherds. So, Avram and Lot, the Torah does not tell us, the Torah does not tell us about Avram and Lot. Maybe they got along. Maybe they didn't. But it says that the shepherds of Avram did not get along with the shepherds of Lot. It would seem, from the Psukim, that it was a poisonous relationship from both perspectives, from both sides. And Vayiparadu, Ish, Mi'alachif, they separated.
Isn't it quite interesting that this is coming after what we just learned about the Kibbud Av and everything else that we learned over here?
Yeah.
But over here you say,
Even though it's going to take exactly.
Even though we learned
it's going to take away from the kibbutz the honor that the son is given for the father. But if it's a toxic relationship, yotza schoroi behefseidoi. If there's a poisonous element to this relationship, even though the son is being mechabi the father, it's not going to turn out well. That's what he's saying. He's saying a very big chiddush. And even though the father, it's very similar. You have two kids in the class that hate each other. Separate them. But let's say only one hates the other. The other one has no problem whatsoever. So live with it. Then it may, you know, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe you should just tolerate it because it's not. It's only from one side. He's saying a very big chiddush. He's saying el afilu habein mitzta'er ali dehoav. They can't be together. Even though the example in the Torah is where the separation it was a two-sided separation. How do you know a one-sided separation? He says it doesn't make a difference. Next, Shin Dalit.
Also the Royeh.
That was the Goyim. That was with the Polishtim. That was the Polishtim. That was not...
Went away.
He didn't go away. They threw him out. Avimelech told him, don't get lost. They were jealous. But they're not brothers. We have nothing in common with the Polishtim. Yitzchak was living there in Gerar, and Avimelech said to him, get out of here. Leave. We don't want you to be here. That's not brothers. That's not a Rebbe and a Talmud. Here he's giving you three examples. Two brothers, a father and a child, a Rebbe and a Talmud. Human relationships. Go to a psychologist, and certainly when they study to get their degree, their license, in dealing with arbitration, dealing with family relationships, there are different types of this children, brothers, and there are the relationships of parents and children, and there are all different types, and there are all different situations of where hatred goes two ways, and hatred only goes one way. There are different techniques. There's a whole school, you know, schools of psychology. And over here, the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was also a psychologist, and he's giving you his take, his opinion, and he's basing it. And you know, sometimes he brings you psukim. Let's go further. Shin Dal Member Eikamam Taaniyos Vitzomas Uvichios Vesachlinim HaAdam Oisek Keshebenoi Choyle Ki Nafshe Mora Al Benoi. Just the words here alone are worth the price of the sefer. When a father hears that his child is not well, so he's what does the father do? He has a tainis, a tzoim, bechi, and tachanunim. Four different techniques. You can engage in order to be mevakeish rachamim for your child. What's the chilik between a tainis and a tzoim? I do not know. A tainis, a tzoim, bechi, crying, and tachanunim. If that's what a person does for his own child, kol shekein, shahoyulo la'asoyz ba'asoyzay devar aveira. Shuhu oyve toiv hanefesh le'oylamim. This is a real Yari Shemayim speaking. Over here in Sefer Hasidim, he's saying that if a person does an aveira, certainly, how much more should a person engage in these four techniques? Because the damage he has done to his neshama is eternal. Next, Shin Mem Hei. Kol mitzvah yikabel aleim adam socha. Every mitzvah you receive reward. Afilu mitzvah shel achayrim kugoyin. What does that mean? Mi shaloi ro'o ove v'imoy ba'omdoi al daitoi. Heichon yikayim kibud ov v'im. V'yesh loy zokin uzakena. He seems like he's saying is that if they're senile. In other words, let's read the words one more time. Let's look in the commentary. I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly. Even a mitzvah shel acherim. Look at the side on the commentary on the left side. Rotzalaymar mitzvah she'enoi mechayiv la'asoyis ela acherim mechuyavim la'asoyisan. You're not obligated to do this mitzvah. Other people are obligated. The oisa oisam ki iluhum hu mechuyov mekabel socher alas yosan ki mefarish v'azol she'ein loy ovoim u'mechabed zokein u'zakein ki ilu hu b'nehem. Okay, I totally missed the boat, and here's a very profound idea. A person, you see this, a person...
Caretaker.
Yeah, that's right. A caretaker or... You fill the role of a child. You have people, zakenim, elderly couple, and their children went and they moved to Lakewood, or they moved to who knows where, and they come visit the parents once a month, once 2 months, they call on the phone. But the parents now need help. They need someone to feed them. They need someone to bring them food. They need someone to come and lay in the Megillah for them. And you step in their place. These people, they need help. I'm here. I will go and I'll help you. You have adopted them as your parents. You know this thing called adopt a koilel? Adopt a parent. Adopt a parent. What? They have such a thing?
And even if you get paid?
No pay. Children get paid for coming to take care of their parents?
Now you can. Yeah, now you can. You become,
right, yeah, the government, right. Because you become, you're right. You're talking about the government probably having an aid. So instead of the money going to the aid, the money goes to you. You take care of them, you become the aid. And it's a new thing.
You become the aid, you get the schar too?
I mean, Of course you get the schar. Just because you're getting paid, of course you get the schar. No
so
question about
it.
Of course he gets the schar. This is not, this. No one knows, no one ever came back to tell us how these things work, but it's davar pasha. Just because you're getting paid doesn't mean you're not getting a mitzvah. Over here, he is introduced thinking he's way ahead of his time. The Sefer Chasidim 700 years ago is telling you about a concept called adopt a parent. There's a zaken and a zikena. If they would have children, who would care for them? Their children. Maybe they do have children, but their children are just not with the program. Their children are running around. They're running around on vacation. They're going skiing. They're going scuba diving. They're doing all these crazy things. Like I know someone. Someone has a problem. And he asks, so where are the children? So he says, there was an emergency. I know someone firsthand, there was an emergency. And the parents really needed very intense care. So I said, so why are you doing this? Where are their children? The children were planning a scuba diving trip for months, and bad mazel happened to coincide with this crisis. So the children decided, no, our scuba diving trip comes first. And they abandoned the parents, and they let some other people, you know, take care of the parents during this medical crisis that they were going through, because they had a scuba diving trip. They were supposed to go to some exotic country and the Caribbeans to go scuba diving. And they've been planning this already for months, and they have the tickets are booked, and the hotel is booked, everything's ready to go. You're going to ruin my scuba diving vacation because you have a medical crisis and you have to go to the hospital? No. Let someone else take care of you during this trip.
What happens if you're too busy taking care of your own children?
That's a very good excuse. You're right. You come first. There's definitely truth to that. Listen, you can't generalize. Everything in this world cannot, these are just basic concepts. Generally, children, the Gemara says, a woman is entitled to get married because she needs someone to take care of her when she gets old. You need a staff, a stick to walk on, and that staff are your children. You see Pashut all over the world, you see that children, no one can do for a person what a child can do for a person. So it's a tremendous rachmanis when a person gets older, does not have children to take care of them. Having aides and having government programs doesn't cut it. You need a person, really a young, healthy person that cares. Every situation is different, can't generalize. Over here, let's say Rahman al-Litzlan, you have a person that's an elderly person and doesn't have anyone to take care of him. So the Sefer Chasidim was ahead of his time. He invented an organization called Adopt a Parent. There's a Zaken and a Zakena. You now make that Zaken and Zakena into your Av Vo'em. Oh, but it says in the Torah, Kabedes Avich V'yasimecha, this is not my mitzvah. Well, guess what? You can make it into your mitzvah. Who would say such a chiddush? If someone today in the 21st century would say this, they would laugh at you. They would say, listen here, don't go tell me drush, this wild drush. He's saying things that are not true. This is the way the world is. Read what he says over here. Kol ha-mitzvahs, yekabel aleim ha-odam socher. Every mitzvah you do, you get reward. Afilu mitzvahs shel acherim. It's not my mitzvah. This is not my father. This is not my mother. Kigoin, mi sheloi ro'ah aviv v'imoi be'omdoi al daitoi heichon yikayim kibud avoim. Let's say a person is an orphan. A person never had parents. He never had parents, or his parents died when he was very, very young. He was never mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of kabeid es avich v'yasimecha. He was never omid al daitoi heichon yikayim, whatever, that's a very general expression. Heichon yikayim kivud avoim. So you know what the answer is? The answer is v'yeish loy zokein uzikena. Next door to you, there's a zokein and a zikena, old people, and when it snows, they can't go out and shovel the snow. And when it's Purim, they can't go to shul to lay in the Megillah. So what do you do for them? Hareze, adopt them. Adopt a mommy, adopt a daddy. and go shovel their snow, buy them groceries, check in on them, do what a child would do for them. And guess what? When it says in the Torah, you get it. You get the arichas yomim and l'man yitavloch ki ilu, these were your biological parents. Amazing. Hareze yikai malei mitzvahs kibud ki ilu, as if you are their children. This is heavy duty stuff. V'chein im loy ro'om. Let's say you did not see them. V'yesh loy achim gedoylu mimenu yichadeim. Let's say you never saw your parents and you have older siblings. Adopt your older siblings as your parents. They need help. V'chabed tzadikim. Or you want to be, you want you just find the tzadikim out there in the world and adopt them as your parents. Shenemar v'yes yirei Hashem yichabed. Those who fear Hashem, you should give honor to. K'inyin shahayu loy l'chabed avimo. B'mechabed them the same way you b'mechabed your own parents. V'shabos b'chsus nikia. And you should bring them, I'm assuming this means you shall provide for them clean clothing for Shabbos. Usfarim yofim betikun yofeh. Okay, I'm not sure what he's describing over here. V'gam raboisav yichabed v'yiro mehem. Give honor to your teachers. Umechachomim ki'inyun kibud ovo'em umore ovo'em. V'chabres hagadolim v'yiro oisam. People that are older than you, greater than you, honor them, fear them. V'yes mechichav. And people that give you rebuke, people that give you musar. Hare malin olav ki'ilu ki'yem kibud umayra. Adopt a parent and you get the reward. You mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa kabeir esavich of yasimecha. There's astonishing things over here. L'kacho yukorim l'alisha. How do you know this? I'm making this up. No, I'm not making this up. Look what it says in scripture. It says by Elisha. Elisha, when Eliyahu Hanavi ascended to heaven, he said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael, Ufoy Roshav. He called his Rebbe his father. He's not your father. He's not your father. Don't abuse terms. We today throw words around very loosely. But what it says in Tanakh, they were people of precision. They were not people that just used words loosely and said crazy things. What they said is accurate. And if Elisha called Eliyahu Avi Avi, that's quite a statement. It means that Elisha adopted Eliyahu as his father. Elisha Avi Avi, ki hayu mekayim b'imasha hayu mechuyv l'aviv. He did to Eliyahu what he would have done to his father. Avi b'kibud, Avi b'moira. He says a drush here that you can't even believe what he's saying. This sounds like a Gemara, but there is no such Gemara. Why did he say the word Avi Avi twice? One, he gave Eliyahu honor, and the second, he gave him moira. Ish imoy v'aviv tira'u. Kabed es avicha v'yasimecha. He called Eliyahu twice, Avi Avi. Number one, you're my father. I'm going to give you honor. Number two, I'm going to fear you. Many people today, when they adopt gedolim or adopt people as their parents, they'll tell you, I'll adopt them le'inyun kibud, but not le'inyun moira. I will give them honor. I will do what they need. I'll provide them with food and provisions, but I'm not going to fear them. Fearing them means don't contradict them. Don't stand in their place. Have deep respect. That far I can't go. I can be mechabe them, but to give them moira, that's not so simple. It goes hand in hand. You got to do both. Make believe these people are mamish, your parents. And the same exact thing you would do if this was your parent, that's what you got to go do. You can't say no to a parent. Okay, to someone else, you know, have a nice day. What? On the bottom, let's see. Shema. Avi b'kibud avi b'moira kachzach avi b'kibud avi b'moira kachzach l'mavachi nicha mash amru chazal al apasik v'avi roye gam roe twice. Where's that pasik? I don't know. V'avi roye v'gam roe. Where does that pasik sounds familiar? V'avi roye avi. I think David said this to Shaul. I think, right? Did David say this to Shaul, to his father-in-law? Shachayiv adam b'kibud chamiv. I think this pasuk was said, David said this to his father-in-law, Shaul. He married Michal. Right. Michal Bas Shaul. He called him father twice. A person has an obligation to give kavod and moira to his father-in-law. V'loy amu shechay b'moira. V'loy amu shechay b'moira. Ki matzinu asher tziva Hashem shnei mitzvos kabel zvich v'chsev ish imo v'yavtiro. V'kevim d'loy ksev elo aviv chad zimna ani oimer tafasta mua tafasta v'shadye l'chavoyt. Amlam hechad ksev avi trey zimna yidarshin avi b'kiv avimor. Saying that by David, it says only once. Al pasuk v'avi roye gam roye. In that pasuk, it says when David addressed his father-in-law, it says avi roeh gam roeh, and he only used the word avi once, which seems to indicate that David was only mekabel upon himself fear. He feared his father-in-law, but he did not accept upon himself the duty to honor.
He only accepted
kavod. What does he says? Okay, only kavod, but not fear. So he's saying a tremendous another chiddush is when it says avi avi twice, nothing is an accent, this precision. Avi avi twice means fear and honor. When only says it once, it means you're only going to accept fear. You're not willing to go the extra mile to accept honor. Fascinating idea to adopt a parent and get the reward as if it's your parent mamish. Okay, let's talk about, I want to talk today, but I think Meir likes this topic very much. The sheish mitzvahs, no, you like the tamidios. The six mitzvahs that you have to remember.
To adopt a child, and it'll be like...
That's another... But this is a different halacha. This is the other way around. Adopting a parent, ad kedei kach, karizir v'yesimach, right? So there's a parallel. And then there's adopt a koilo.
I have to tell you, I never saw any organization with such aggressive marketing like Adopt-A-Kolo.
Adopt-A-Kolo, their marketing, their aggressiveness is really very, very powerful. Very powerful. You know how much money they raise a year? They give like, I think, $20 million. $20 million is transferred every year from America to Eretz Yisrael. The money, one of the biggest milestones about Adopt-A-Kolo is they don't touch the money. They're not middlemen. They make the shidduchim and they set you up with a payment system where the money goes directly into the bank account of the kolo. They don't touch, the money does not go to them and they write out the checks to the kolo. They don't touch the money. The money is direct. To, they set
that's
you
good, when they touch it, they
don't. Oh, you touch it, you're done. You're finished. You're finished. They don't touch the money. They have no bank account. There's no bank account. The money it goes. It's a very interesting system, and they're very, very aggressive, and they're very matzliach. Baruch Hashem. The people there at the show, some of them are so poor, they live off this money. Okay, let's learn about the six mitzvahs, and we're learning this for a reason. We're going to see in a second why we're doing this. This really is an honor of this Shabbos. The Shabbos we lay in Parshas Parah. Parah Aduma Temima. Why do we lay in Parshas Parah this coming Shabbos? So the simple reason is that Shabbos...
You know, they say the reason is because, you know, the women complain, you know, you have Parshas Zohar, what about us? So they said, okay, we'll give you Parshas Parah.
That's pretty nasty, huh?
Never heard that one.
I never heard that one before.
Not for the sisterhood.
Okay, but Parshas Parah, this Shabbos, why do we learn Parshas Parah? So the simple reason is because when it comes to Pesach, every single person has an obligation to participate in the bringing of a Karbon Pesach. And you have to be tar. To be tar, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Person has to separate himself from Tumas Meis, and he has to bring, has to go to the mikvah, go to the kohen, have the kohen sprinkle upon him the afer of the paraduma on day 3, come back on day 7, and go to mikvah again. It's a long process, a 7-day process, and if a person does not know it's a 7-day process and thinks he's going to show up Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, here I am, hineni, I want to bring a Karban Pesach, buddy, are you tahar? Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, I'll go to the mikvah. No, no, no. It takes 7 days. It's a process, 7 days. And not everyone is aware of all of the detailed laws of Tumah v'Tahara. So we make a public service announcement. Everyone should remember, Pesach is coming. And everyone in Klal Yisrael has a duty to bring a Korban Pesach. If a person fails to participate in the bringing of a Korban Pesach, he is chayiv kores. Kores. For not bringing the Korban Pesach. Therefore, you got to get your act together and you have to bring the Korban Pesach. That is the simplest reason why we are going to lay this Shabbos Kodesh, Parah Aduma. It is the Shabbos before Parshas HaChodesh, before we come to Chodesh Nisan. It is a step in the right way. We're going in the right way to get ready for the Geula HaSida. Now, put that aside for just a few moments. When we focus on the reality